Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on S Global Inc., a leading provider of credit ratings, benchmarks, analytics, and data to the global capital and commodity markets. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
S Global plays a crucial role in financial markets, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like overconfidence and anchoring influence their decision-making, especially in areas like credit ratings and market analytics?
Overconfidence is a key factor in S Global's approach, particularly in the areas of credit ratings and financial analytics. The company's long-standing reputation as a leading provider of credit ratings can foster a sense of confidence in the accuracy and impact of their assessments. This overconfidence might lead to a tendency to rely heavily on established models and methodologies, sometimes underestimating the risks of market volatility or unforeseen economic changes. Anchoring also plays a significant role, especially in the context of credit ratings. When assigning ratings, there's often a reliance on historical data and benchmarks, which can serve as anchors that influence the evaluation of current financial instruments. While these anchors provide consistency and a basis for comparison, they can also limit the flexibility to adjust ratings in rapidly changing market conditions.
And this reliance on established models and benchmarks has helped S Global maintain its leadership position in financial services, appealing to both customers and investors who value stability and expertise.
Exactly. S Global's strategic use of overconfidence in reinforcing its methodologies and anchoring and providing consistent credit ratings appeals to investors looking for a company that prioritizes reliability and data-driven insights. However, this approach also means that S Global must carefully manage the risks associated with sticking too closely to established methods, particularly as financial markets become more complex and unpredictable.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at S Global. As a major financial services company, DEI is particularly important for S Global. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
S Global's approach to DEI is critical, especially as the company operates in a global and highly interconnected industry where diverse perspectives can drive better decision-making and innovation. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance S Global's ability to provide more comprehensive and inclusive financial analyses, which is crucial for accurately assessing the risks and opportunities in diverse markets. A commitment to DEI allows S Global to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, fostering a culture of innovation and inclusivity that, on DEI, can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help S Global build stronger relationships with clients, regulators, and communities, which is critical for navigating the challenges of the global financial services industry.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in financial services, where the ability to engage with diverse markets and foster innovation is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and analytical processes, S Global not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of clients, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, S Global operates in numerous countries, providing credit ratings, market data, and analytics. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
S Global's global strategy involves tailoring its financial services and analytics to meet the specific needs and regulatory requirements of different regions while maintaining its core focus on data accuracy and reliability. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse markets. S Global's ability to navigate complex international regulations, such as those related to financial reporting and market transparency, allows it to maintain a strong global presence. The company's approach to understanding local economic conditions and adapting its strategies accordingly helps mitigate risks associated with geopolitical instability, regulatory changes, and economic fluctuations. By ensuring that its credit ratings, benchmarks, and analytics are relevant and compliant in different regions, S Global can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its global brand.
And this adaptability is essential for S Global, especially as they face competition from both local financial services providers and other global firms. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. S Global's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the financial services industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in global financial regulations, economic environments, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare S Global to other companies in the financial services and data analytics industry like Moody's, MSCI, and Bloomberg. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
S Global's dynamics are often compared to other financial services giants like Moody's, MSCI, and Bloomberg, particularly in their approach to credit ratings, market data, and analytics. S Global's strength lies in its leadership in credit ratings and its comprehensive suite of financial data and analytics, which appeals to investors looking for a company that provides critical insights into global financial markets. Moody's, known for its focus on credit ratings and risk assessment, appeals to investors interested in a company that specializes in evaluating credit risk. MSCI, with its emphasis on indexes and ESG research, attracts those looking for a company that is leading the way in responsible investing and data-driven insights. Bloomberg, with its extensive market data and financial news services, appeals to investors interested in a company that provides real-time information and analytics for financial professionals. S Global's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for accuracy, comprehensive data services, and global adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in financial services industry.
And unlike Bloomberg, which focuses more on real-time data and news, S Global's strength lies in its credit ratings and long-term financial analytics, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For S Global, the focus on credit ratings, comprehensive analytics, and global reach provides a unique value proposition in the financial services industry.
To sum up, S Global's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their credit rating methodologies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives S Global's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.